Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We.
Paint our Catwoman.
Hi.
I like Catwoman.
Mm. Yeah, you like all women.
You like Malekith. Malekith. I don't know how to say it.
Why are you so tickled over there, boy?
He said something earlier that was like that, that he had
Oh, when I was trying to get Rob to say dong liquor? I don't know why that's so funny to everyone. The last name Glicker comes from a lineage of people from Ireland. Uh-huh. And then her dad's name was Don. They had a daughter, so they named her Dawn.
Very popular.
The Glickers.
Glickers.
Yeah.
Jiminy Glicker. You got Dawn Glicker.
Yeah. You got Dawn and Dawn Glicker.
Boy, well, you got the, you know, you got the hyphenated because, you know, they share relatives with the Butt family, too.
Well, NFL legend Marion Butts, which used to be illegal in the state.
and Ben Jones.
What are you? Cooters. Who are you? I'm Marion Butts. No, not what you do for a living. What's your name? I'm Marion Butts. This is my friend Dong Licker.
Not in my city, you ain't.
No, you're not. Ain't none of that happening around here. You don't get married. But I'm excited to go. Fat Boy and I are going after church on Sunday.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say the church. Hell with football and just go.
Oh, not on Sunday.
I was going to say the hell with football.
Yeah. Rob's great.
I know. He's a good time. All right.
Well, God, I wish. Yeah. Okay. Move on, Fat Boy.
No, go say.
Big fat bastard.
Say.
No, I just, he just, I don't know. Just, he's always got some great stuff. And I wouldn't throw him under the bus, but it's like, man, I wish I could say that, what you just said, because that was
very
insightful.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we ask him, like, you know, the infrastructure stuff of Comic-Con and, you know, who's been hard to work with and stuff. And, you know, he's like, I'm not going to say, but I'll do a shoot interview one day where I'll go off on all these people.
Well, he knows how to work. He gives you just enough of a nugget to wet your lips. Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Lick your whistle, something like that.
Your mouth slit.
Sniff your stuff.
She's been all over that today. This is the reason why I snort sanitizer, because I might have an issue.
You know, you notice that he did not do that when we had a guest in?
No, he didn't, but now it's like so bad.
I didn't want to look like a weirdo.
Really?
I went straight from the sanitizer to the Lysol.
Now you're sniffing.
Like, not to like blow you up, but I've probably had over a dozen people, and that's not a whole lot, but say, is he really doing? I mean, yeah, he does it. We don't even mention it all the time.
And now he's sniffing the Lysol.
If you're a plumber, and if I know you got some PVC cleaner out or some glue, the orange can for sure, the OT.
I thought you'd want to get a hold of their caulk.
I will grab your caulk and just like stick it right up my nose.
Can play with my caulk, but do not mess with my ball cock. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw someone in high school huff Pam, and then he had like drool coming out of his mouth, and I don't think you should be doing that.
It's interesting you say that, because I saw someone at a high school with blonde hair sniffing a swing, so it might have been you.
Oh my God, that was probably Tommy Wildfire Rich.
No. I haven't been to a high school since I lived here.
Boom. She doesn't go speak to kids.
Let that sink in. I haven't been to a high school since I lived here.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting high school sports, Paige.
Well, I haven't. Not in Greenville.
I'll give you a little little hint.
Now he's sniffing. What is that?
Lysol? That's the Lysol. Yeah, I went from the sanitizer still in my nose to the Lysol wipes.
Now, what
I
is
told
it?
You I might have a problem.
Which one do you prefer?
The sanitizer is quicker. Like, it goes right up the nose. But the Lysol wipes is like more of a refreshing smell. But I'm telling you, that PVC glue is where it's at.
Get the smelling salts. I'd like to see what that's like.
Can we get the... I want the real
Why
ones, though.
Why did you snort cocaine?
Jesus, Paige.
Well, because it's my arm.
I went to D.A.R.E., okay?
Yeah, he was the line.
Okay. And even though they don't, like, you know, use it anymore, I still remember it.
Uh-huh. The T-shirts now are just worn by actual drug users.
If you're going to kill all your brain cells, just go for it.
I will never forget the lessons you taught us, Officer Justin Cheeks. And I want you to I want you to know that I just resisted a coworker offering me drugs.
Sounds like a fussing name. Star. I'm Justin Cheeks. This is my other friend, Ben Dover. And we're here to
escape porn.
Tell you not to do drugs.
No.
Just say no.
Just say no.
Just say no.
Drug awareness, resistance, education.
Those commercials didn't work, though. They made me want to go to Waffle House and see them eggs.
It's like the, yeah. That's like
it's
the
your brain.
Ooh, your brain. My brain on drugs making me hungry for breakfast. Great.
That's like the logic behind sex ed that the parents had. They're going to teach you how to do it.
Oh, really?
That's why you can't go. They're going to show you positions.
It's kind of intimidating where it says, any questions? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, No questions. I went.
My mom sent us all. She's like, you're going to learn, and I'm going to tell you more.
I got to go to that, but not sex ed. So.
Did you take it co-ed? We had to split up. Just drugs? Boys and girls. No, the sex ed.
No, we split up because we had different movies to watch.
The drugs thing, they had the suitcase. They'd come in with all the different drug examples.
But we watched the same movie, The Miracle of Birth. You remember that, like, at the end where it looked like a, you know.
Did they show you how to put the condom on the banana? I saw that, too.
No, we didn't do that one, but I know some of them, like, back in the day were real explicit.
That's what Come Mr. Tallyman Telling Me Banana was about.
Now they got YouTube videos of this, the sex ed videos they use now that will show the actual dude naked and somebody applying the...
To do it right.
What
so
she
don't
said
get
to
pregnant.
It, the C word.
Condom.
Oh, I can't say it. But yeah, that one. Like, wow, this is really like... It's too graphic, to be honest with you.
Why? They gave out...
Because of the hair back then.
It's just weird to see the, like, the graphic depiction of... It's one thing if it's in a book. It's an animation, which is still embarrassing because there's a lot of hair in the animation.
But you teach any other body function. Why not?
I don't teach you gets out of fart.
Mm-mm.
Well, you have to teach him how to go to the bathroom. You have to teach him how to eat.
Yeah, but remember, one was taught to wipe.
Teach how to wipe.
You don't teach how to wipe.
And you don't wipe really good, so you're like in your 20s,
I've heard
right?
that about you.
High schoolers don't wipe. If you go to high school now, none of you can wipe good. I mean, that's just like a fact of life, right?
They don't know how to flush. How you know that. They either. Don't know how to flush, that's for sure.
You don't learn your own trick until you're like in your 20s, you know?
Oh, my God.
That's when you really learn about cleanliness.
I mean, okay, while we're on this subject, yeah, you're absolutely right. Because, like, for years, I would stand up to do that.
Oh, my God.
I did. I don't care. I wasn't taught.
Nobody cares.
I'm blaming my parents in heaven for
you were taught. You have to have been taught.
I was not.
He would take a dump upside down.
I literally wasn't taught to have sex. And yet, I'm so good at it.
We got to hear from women first.
I mean,
They
didn't have any kind of conversation with you to say this is don't do this, or you know, if you are with a girl.
Who would have that conversation with your kid? That's
a responsible parent would say, "Don't make a mistake. It will ruin your life if you."
I never forget how awkward it was when my dad held up a condom and said, "You know what this is? You know how to use it?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know what it is."
And you said no.
That's all the conversation was.
Okay.
It was real weird. I can never forget it.
It's different with guys and girls because, I mean,
it's different with women because y'all are all so close.
I mean,
plus all it goes on the guy. I mean, do you have a condom? All these excuses y'all can make is I got a headache or a set time of the month.
They have female condoms and we didn't know about it until they dropped us off a ton of condoms when we did the pub PSA for the health clinic.
See, that's asking a lot of a woman to do that. I mean, I don't like wearing them anyway, but that's.
Yeah, but I mean.
You're like literally taking like a Noro clip or whatever those things are. Neurolink up your.
But beyond the birth control thing with a condom in school, it's to prevent disease.
Hey, I need a cruise. Somebody say.
So to be responsible and taking care of yourself is what everybody should use a condom if they're like. Sleeping around with a lot of people.
It makes sense from that
serious
point,
question.
I would tell my kid that.
Do lesbians use them on your tongue? Your call's next.
They do, actually. They use those DDs.
The dam. What do you call those?
I don't want to say what they are.
Okay. Dental dam.
Gross.
Yes.
That's a dental dam.
Yes. All right. Well.
Dental dam.
I did no news, but that's okay. We covered nothing.
You didn't do a single story?
No.
She threw that in there, too. She gets mad at us.
You know, I was unaware that we didn't. So by doing that, it was kind of passive aggressive.
It was. We're trying to educate kids on how to.
Well, I can't say that was your Rise Guys headlines. I just said, well, we're done.
We're trying to tell kids drugs smell bad and you should wear the C words.
Well, it would. And
Paige will show you how to put them on.
We found out earlier that you can spell the C word with a K, you know, the Q word with a U or a W.
Yeah, let's just stick with shaking hands, all right, boys and girls?
How about that? And don't come up and talk about, hey, just give me your fist. Like, boy, you are not I need 24-hour notice. Give me your fist.
Abstinence really is cool.
Okay.
Abstinence rules.
That's not
self-care
reality. Page.
Virginity rocks.
That is not reality. Go ahead.
I'm saving that for my marriage.
Oh, sure. I'd say zero. The probability of people doing that.
What year did you lose your virginity? Not the year, but the age.
Oh, I was like, I don't want to say.
Oh, can we guess?
Who's got a pass judgment on that?
Mine's 14.
Because I was older.
I'll say 14.
Well, I mean.
I was 16.
I mean, things happen, but to go all the way and actually do it, I was probably older.
15.
No.
But a teenager,
I know you
were
in your 30s when you had number two sex the first time. What about regular?
How do you know that?
I read your book. I read the book.
I'm just, but.
Dang it, Nick. It was a bestseller.
How old were you?
Listen, I'm trying to give you some credit. It was a bestseller on the York Times list.
No, it wasn't.
York, South Carolina. They have a York Times list.
Oh, well, I'm honored to be on that list.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on any kind of list coming out of York over the past couple of days, believe you me.
No.
Are they doing a bunch of raids?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
uh-uh.
Okay. I backed that one.
Yeah.
Backed that one up.
Yeah. All right.
15?
You're a real fine woman.
16.
No.
17. You were 16, right? Older than 16?
No.
15.
No.
17.
No.
18.
No.
She's such a liar. She's
no.
Who's going to pass judgment on? I mean, if they do, screw them. Like, what?
I don't even remember. It was a long time.
Oh, you don't forget that. Women,
you can't ask
that.
A woman their age or the age they lost their virginity. Neither one of those things.
Was it somebody you were wanting to, like, you know, make it happen with, or was it just like, let's just do it?
It just happened.
I bet it was one of her brother's friends.
That's my guess. Time, no.
Is it a former Major League Baseball pitcher?
Never was with a baseball pitcher, but this guy was an athlete.
Oh, drink water.
I don't think it was.
It was.
Oh!
Was it?
Uh-huh.
God, where, you lost your virginity to a foreigner?
Wow.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. We'll go first. Oh, to Trent, who was inspired by yesterday's bit, am I being an a-hole? He's got a personal situation. Good morning, Trent.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
We'd like to leave you wanting more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we work it here and there, but
I don't want to work that hard, too. So.
Yeah, it's an idea we've been kicking around for a while. So what did you think? You liked it?
Yeah. I liked what y'all did. It was a good idea.
Thank you.
It actually gave me the confidence to call in about something I've been going on with, my situation. And, it, you know, I've been dealing with it lately.
Paige, add inspirational to our bio, if you would.
Sure.
Add inspirational to it. What exactly, what exactly? Like, you got a woman who's not as hot as her pictures were, like that lady, or what?
No, not that. I wish, actually. That would be easier.
Yeah.
No, actually, I got a buddy. I got a friend of mine who's about to get out of prison. He's been in there 7 years.
Ooh.
And I don't like the position I'm in when he comes to me and him, you know?
7 years, that's a good bit. That's something big time.
Nice bid.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. When we first went in, we were close. Like, when he first went in, we were close.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, did you go too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It just felt like a us thing, right? Like, but before that, we were hanging out every weekend, getting into dumb stuff, like, the whole deal. And when he first got in, like, a bunch of us would write him letters, and I'd pick up when he called, you know. But over time, one by one, everybody else sort of just stopped answering him. And I didn't like that. I never really did, you know. Like, I just kept taking his calls anytime. If I sent him some pictures sometimes, and you know, here and there, I even put a little money on his books, you know.
Yeah.
And like, it just, I looked up, and before I knew it, I was the only one still talking to him.
So we're talking about like 7 years strong, and like, you're the last man standing.
Yeah, like pretty much.
Yeah.
And now he's about to get out. He's getting out like right after New Year's.
Oh,
and I don't know. I feel bad saying it, but I don't really want the relationship anymore. You know,
that's understandable. I mean, that's understandable. And you know,
that's only a couple months away.
You married now, or like, what's? I don't know. I mean, I guess you want to be a little ambiguous here.
I mean, it's just that my life's totally different now. It's not even marriage. I got a steady job. I got a new circle of people. Like, I've grown up more. You know. And, like, I only really kept the line open because, like, yeah, we were good friends back then.
And pity.
But now he's going to expect me to be there for him when he gets out.
Yeah. Or, you know, some kind of... Now, I got to ask this because I would not be a professional broadcaster that I am if I did not. What was he in for? Because understand why some people would kind of, you know, disassociate with... Depending on what it was, I suppose.
Yeah, it was nothing violent. It was just like white collar stuff, you know, like some money schemes. He did some like shady stuff in a business sometime, you know, like dumb choices that just ended up costing him 7 years.
So do you think he's changed? Do you think he might be the same person when he gets out? Or
that's part of it, you know. Like, I don't really know. He talks like he's changed, but. Do we really even know until they're out? Like, right?
Right. So, like, what are you leaning towards here? Like, not speaking to him anymore? Like, what are you leaning toward doing when he gets out?
If I can be honest with y'all, like, just ghosting him.
Yeah.
Like, not answering calls, not meeting up. Like, the thought of him sitting down and saying, like, oh, looking him in the face and saying, "Hey, man, I'm done with this friendship." Like, this just sounds terrible to me. Like, I don't think I could do that. You know?
I mean, I can't say it's the wrong thing to do to cut off completely, but I mean, after 7 years, you were the only, you know, friend left, like the only link to the outside world, and then you just disappear. That's tough.
Well,
but how else do you handle it?
I mean, there's going to like you, Trent. You feel a little bit of guilt, I guess, is what this is.
Yeah, it's all guilt. Like, yeah. I know how it would look from his point of view, or like his side, but at the same time, I feel like I gave him 7 years of support, like really being there for him, and maybe that was my part, and now I need to move on.
So what is the big worry here? Like, he's gonna... Do you not trust maybe yourself? Like, he would maybe drag you into some of those old habits? Or is the, you know,
that's good.
The friendship itself just not fitting anymore? I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Both. Okay. Both, to be honest, yes. I don't want that old life showing up at my front door again. Right. You know?
So this goes the way you want to. You ghost him or whatever. You don't talk to him. Are you worried he's going to pop back up anyway? Like, at some random time?
That's what I would be thinking about, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Like, the thoughts cross my mind, yeah. Like, if I stop picking up, is he going to come looking?
Yeah.
That's what I don't want for sure.
I mean, it's sad that this guy has no support system, but I understand you don't need the burden of being dragged into something. But why make the effort for 7 years, though, if you don't want to?
Maybe, like, loyalty, you know? Like, I think that, like, you know, we're good friends for a good amount of time, but, like, do I owe someone loyalty, like, forever? Like, I don't want to feel like, you know, I don't know. Like, I did my part, and do I need to be owing this guy for the rest of my life just because we were good friends, you know, well, way back at some point?
Also, you got to look at it, too. Like, you mentioned it was something financial, probably stealing money of some kind or laundering it or whatever. Like, you know, whether you do the same thing or not, like, you become a reflection of the company you keep. So, you know, if somebody, again, maybe he's learned his lesson. That's the thing. But one thing I haven't heard you say yet, Trent, is anything about his family. Like, has he hoodooed them, you know, meaning screwed them over where they're not even, because that's a big telltale sign. Like, my daughter, and I, knock on wood, Lord God, but there's nothing that child could do that I would never not take her call. I mean, there's nothing in this world. And when I hear a parent, like the guy, the Charlotte murderer, you know, on the train, you know, his mom's like, I didn't have any relationship with him anymore because he was too much to be around, this, that, or the other. And even hearing that, I'm like, how? Like, how? But if they've been put through the ringer, especially when it comes to financial stuff, like that stuff hurts more than actual physical pain sometimes. It's stabbing in the back, and then it's also like, you literally stole from me.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a conversation you're going to have at least once.
I think we should call him in jail right now.
That might be easier than him popping up on your door. Right. I feel like at some point he's going to wonder what happened.
He's going to move in.
Yeah.
And you got to address it now or later.
It's that what was the book? The Power of Saying No.
Like, Atlas Shrugged?
No. It's one of those things where, like, it's the guilt. But sometimes the negative energy is what making you feel the guilt. Like, ripping that Band-Aid off, you know, leaving it on there for a little while, but you just rip that thing off.
But you got to fake your death, dude. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, I just don't want to get dragged into more partying. No, that's behind
you
now.
Okay, so no, look, that's what I was saying. This is a thing, Trent, where you don't trust yourself.
Yeah.
This is a thing where you've probably got friends now that are maybe on the up and up and you know, thriving or this, that, or the other.
Big party animal.
And you don't want to get dragged. Or where's he going to live? Is he going to want to come live with you, Trent?
Yes. Somebody's got to put him up.
Ooh. But you got to, before he gets out, you got to establish, go see him. Establish your boundaries and tell him that he can't live with you and he's got to be an adult and he's got to grow up and not steal from other people.
He's got to go to a half-ass house or whatever you call him when you get out of jail.
Then walk away and unfriend him. Break up.
Yeah. Hey, will you for real, like, what is it? Did you know it's already October, Trent? Can you believe this?
Look at that.
Scott, so you've got 3 months to kind of figure this thing out. Call us in the next couple months. Let us know where you're leaning or you know, maybe after the first of the year or something. I want to know what happened.
Okay.
Maybe thanks, he's listening right now. They allow them to listen to us in jail.
Don't ghost us, too. Don't ghost us.
No. Yeah, don't ghost us. You know how it feels, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I think you make some good points. I'm going to try to talk to him maybe.
All right, T. Rental. You have a good day, sir.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, babe.
People never change. Is that what you always say?
So I had the spots. I mean, but it's also like, you know, I'm a big believer of I care what people think to a degree. Like, I don't want, if somebody thinks something bad of me, I want to set them straight. Like, hey, that's not really the way it was intended or it came off or whatever. But after a while, if you're worried more about what everybody else thinks rather than doing the right thing, then you are not doing the right
thing. But it's also being Christ-like and being kind to people that may need your help.
He's going to get used either way. Say the guy hasn't changed. Well, he's going to mooch off him when he gets out. Say he has changed. He's still going to have somebody to put him up for a little bit. He's in between a rock and a hard on. Either way.
Hard place.
Yeah.
I believe that people can change.
They can't.
No.
It might look like it, but they really don't. And those are the worst people that are real deceitful about it from the beginning. They put on the airs. Like, well, yeah. This place has changed.
Yeah. But see, I don't want to sit there and say that and then, you know.
Change how, though? Like, what are we talking about?
I've decided, maybe he's saying I will not screw people over financially anymore.
Yeah, maybe the guy wants a new life because being in jail is not...
It's
not fun like it used to be, right?
No, Paige? I mean, who wants to be...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Batcave. Nah, just kidding. It's called Rob.com Studio. It's time to say famous people born on this, the second day of October. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
You know what? It's, ain't nary one of you wearing pink today.
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah, look at her giving you a little wink. A little winky
wink. What is that? Are you going to do on the inside joke or what? What are you doing?
He may be wearing pink drawers. You don't know.
Pink he's wearing pink drawers.
I'm in the pink panties club, thank you. So, how about that?
Don't assume.
The pink panty her.
This gentleman has been on our show many a times.
Rob Young.
Well, besides Rob Young, it's not his birthday, but when he fought with his daddy, we always loved it.
Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
No, not well. Not only him, but
motorcycle.
Yep, P.T.J.
P.T. Jarnum.
Though you may know him as Paulie, because that's what everybody else calls him. Paul Tuttle Jr.
Tuttle.
Oh, okay.
Old Paulie started his own outfit. He and Senior used to go at it.
What was that? I mean, was that?
We would always.
Was
oh,
that
yeah.
Just reality TV though?
They had a serious issue for years where they didn't even talk. Because, you know, Senior always threatened to get a size 12 working against him. Then he goes smash his own office.
As a parent, I cannot. And I've heard stories over the years of, you know, the kids wouldn't do something the parents agreed with. Or blah. I could not do that. I could not.
Then you had, like, Vinny and Cody sitting there watching it, trying to build bikes, man.
Yeah.
They ended up leaving.
Which one was the heavy, like the Chum Lee of the group?
Well, Vinny was the big Italian guy.
I liked him.
Yeah, Vinny was cool.
That guy, what are we thinking, Paige? I'm going to say 45.
I'll say 45.
Paulie is 51 years old today.
God, he's older than I am.
Still doing cycles, too, man.
On D-ball?
No, he kind of thinned out. Hmm. Do you know?
I think we're alone now. Is that right?
I think we are. It is Tiffany. Tiffany's birthday. No last name. Still good looking as hell, too, though.
Yeah, I think more attractive now. That's as a woman, what a great thing. I mean, like, everything you, like, I saw Shania Twain yesterday, not in person, but on
she's pretty.
The internet. I'm like, God bless woman.
Still would.
Beautiful.
That old mutt you were with didn't know what he was missing. Let's say Tiffany.
Dumb.
You know, I'm going to go with 56.
Oh, I'd say 51.
Tiffany is 54 years old today. We'll keep it going because this might be their new theme song from Live with Kelly and her husband, Mark.
Lord.
It's Kelly Ripa's birthday.
Have you seen that? Is it a good show?
Look, I don't know how you do the dynamic back and forth.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
I don't watch TV. No.
Like, I'll see a clip here or there, but, like, they got to be tired of each other sometimes, right? I mean, they're married. Then they work together, too.
You know, it's like you were saying the other day, we were talking, I think it was off there, about there's somewhere in America where the morning show is a husband and wife team, And I'm like, yeah. I would not, you know, as a listener, I would not believe anything on that show. Like, real life, I would not believe it.
Well, you know, Taker's catching hell now because his wife's on there, Michelle McCool. And it's just them two.
I mean, if you have, if you're funny together, why not?
But I feel like it's all rehearsed and all. Yeah. He's not, neither one of them are going to, like, jeopardize anything. Like, with us, we get mad at each other. We go home, come back the next day. Paige, you made that burner account with my face on it.
I've never done that.
No, that was Fat Boy made
it. And he drew a doo-doo emoji on his forehead.
I wouldn't waste my time.
I did fart in your mic yesterday, though. Not yours, his.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guess who switched him? It was like Princess Diaries in here as soon as he did it. Swapping cups.
You were so juvenile. I'm going to
back that ass
happy
up.
Birthday. Oh, you a big fine woman, won't you?
Big fine woman.
Call me Big Daddy.
When you back that ass up. Who was you playing with?
I'm going to go 59.
60.
Kelly Ripa is 55 years old today. She started out in soaps, too. Started out young.
You know, she's pretty. Okay, I'm glad you said something about her looks because, like, I think she's very pretty, but like I need a little more curve, you know?
Yeah, real petite.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she's ever been built for curve.
Mm.
What's this? Sopranos.
Little Stevie.
Nope.
Paulie Walnuts.
Rest in peace, no longer with us.
Big Pussy?
Nope.
Was there a little one?
There was Pussy Malanga, but it's not his birthday either.
Shrippa. Shrippa.
Not Bobby Bacala either.
On his little train set. Melfi.
It is Melfi's birthday.
Yes.
Lorraine Bracco, who was also Karen in Goodfellas. Karen.
Wasn't Linda Lavin on Sopranos in some supporting role? One of the last things she did?
She might have been, maybe. They had a lot of guest stars toward the when it started picking up. We used to talk to those guys a lot. I think the one we had on the show the most was Vince Curatola.
Yes.
Johnny Sack.
Yeah.
But he was great.
He would tell us, like, on the air, like behind the scenes stuff, like, yeah. God bless, man.
He'd really feed into it.
You also realize you'll never have to work a day in your life ever again. It's got to be so nice.
I wish we still had the Michael Imperioli interview. He was great. Christopher. Because we didn't get the big ones, you didn't get a whole lot, like the top two or three.
We had Gandolfini the one time.
That was it.
Rest in peace to him, too. Let's see. Melfi, Dr. Melfi, 60. Oh, man. I mean, the show's been off the air now for 10 years, right?
If. Probably longer.
Wow.
Karen. She's hot when she had a gun in her underwear. In Goodfellas.
I bet it didn't stink either. 68. Although I feel like it's higher. I can tell 70. By his, go higher, Paige, yeah.
Oh, go one more, Paige.
71.
Face gave it away.
She is 71 years old today.
God, Cherokee's never going to let you be a dealer there.
He's his poker face.
He's like, deal the cards. Ah, crap.
It's like, are you sure? I'm looking at blackjack.
He does
here.
Give you the eye, though.
You want to hit, though. You want to hit, don't you?
No, you don't.
Oh, you know what I started watching last night? Black Rabbit. That's good. On Netflix.
Ooh, it is?
Jude Law and Jason Bateman. Really good.
What's it about? You owe me.
Let's just say it's two brothers with they might have to come together to solve their common interest. One's an upstanding dude and the other one's a scumbag. I'm not going to tell you who's who, but it's really good.
Oh, sounds like my sibling rivalry.
They were playing cards, and when I was watching, I was like, oh, I know what that card's going to be. Because you're playing blackjack, it's going to be a six. Boom, it was a six on the flip. I called it, lost all his money.
I used to cheat at Old Maid when I was a kid. You know, you could figure out, like, okay, that's definitely, you know, that card, this card, because they were all designed differently. Whose Go birthday fish. Is it, Sting?
It is Sting's birthday, Sting Sumner. Not Sting Borden.
Yeah, Sting Sumner will not do Comic-Con. That's Rob Young just texted me. I knew you were going to ask me that, so the answer is no, he won't.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not Sting of Cheese fame.
Wouldn't it be great if Sting the singer started wearing face paint in concert, since Sting the wrestler is not wearing it anymore? After this year.
They evidently did meet a couple times. There are pictures.
There's that picture of him when he had the surfer Sting here.
they both did.
Fake Sting is Please Sting.
Seventy-five.
Can we meet in the middle?
74.
That's where Paige likes it. Oh. 74 years old for Sting.
She likes the meat
How
in her
metal. How do you know where I like it?
Well, I don't know if Speaking we say of. The butt on the radio, Paige.
What is he thinking?
It's not Bob, but Don McLean.
American Pie.
Yep. His only hit.
Oh, I see what you did. Okay.
Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
Boneheads in the news. I bet you Mark Hendricks, if listening right now, smiling ear to ear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that one. Yeah. No more Power Man, though. How about
Fatty.
I will guess and say, Paige, you first. If you
more palpable. Yeah.
You know, when gentlemen were saying ladies first, they're not really being gentlemanly. They're just kind of getting a vibe of
I'd probably say
what age I should guess.
75.
Oh, okay. I'm watching Fat Boy's face. I'm going to say 80.
How did you guess 80?
Because it's wrong.
No, it's right. He's 80 years old tonight.
Oh, wow.
Don McLean.
Good for you.
Happy heavenly birthday. Listen to this list. Johnny Cochran would have been 88 years old today. George Spanky McFarlane from Little Rascals. Spanky would have been 97 years old.
God, don't watch the Alfalfa documentary. Oh, it's
really?
Very.
They got one?
Yes. About Alfalfa Schweitzer. Oh, my God.
Oh, I might have to check that out.
You think the kid actors have it tough nowadays? Jeez Louise.
I liked the Little Rascals movie, and that came out, like, what, mid-90s?
Yeah. Maybe it's time for another one.
Grow your mustaches out if you want to commemorate Groucho Marx. Would have been 135 years old today. Hmm. But Abbott and Costello.
Wow.
Would have been 130.
God, it's Oliver Hardy's birthday today.
No, but it would have been Mahatma Gandhi's birthday.
Mahatma.
And a lot of people didn't agree with the various aspects of his personal life, but nonetheless, he would have been 156 years old today.
I thought he died in prison during the 80s. I really did.
If you read into him.
Mahatma effect.
Wasn't really that good of a guy. If you check into him.
Yeah. Multiple wives?
Well, yeah, there's some
underage?
There's some allegations of, you know. Wasn't really a pacifist all the time.
You know, that's, there's, you know, without saying, actually text in your guesses, see if you can guess which religion I'm talking about. There's one that kind of replicates Christianity in a way, except when it comes to the age of appropriateness for that, they do not think there's a limit. And that's wild to me. But if I'm in that country or whatever and I'm taught that, You're taught that. That's what you think. It's like over in London. Soul Man sent me a picture yesterday. He's eating a horse sandwich. He can eat it over there. He's eating a horse sandwich.
I shaved the tail for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it back.
It's like you have a little ponytail hanging out of your mouth there. I can tell.
Connect the classics or bring back the horse's tail from
right over from England.
Go see the likes of Devon Dudley. Go see the Black Power Ranger. Go see
Dogface Gremlins.
Rick Steiner. And don't call him Braun Breaker's dad. No. That would hurt his feelings.
Oh, what if Braun swings in just to, you know, hang out with him?
Not happening.
How cool that would be.
You know who? He dates Sol Ruka.
Really?
Yeah.
Got him. I don't know if I see that bear, but I guess I see it.
I'd like to see it.
Is she pretty?
She's very pretty. Very nice. Tomorrow, there's going to be talk about lawnmowers.
Oh.
In fact, here's a little glimpse of that right now.
Got bills paid off and $1,400 a month extra money. I ought to be able to get a damn lawnmower, you f***ing moronic bitch. I swear.
You know who he sounds like? The hamster from early days of Shockwave?
Oh.
The one you throw him in the microwave?
He said, go ahead, nuke me.
Wow.
Oh,
Lord.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do. And that's like, there's things in your mind that you don't realize are there until little
that's
things like
horrible.
That. What was that doing in my... I'm seeing a little Clippy now, too. Remember a little Clippy? Little paper clip at Talk to
you? That's all the website was, is you throw the frog in the blender or you put the hamster in the microwave.
I know. Yeah,
it's fun.
Now you go on there and call people anything you want to and hide.
Or do a puzzle.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. Tomorrow's Friday. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Rob Young, thank you. It is good. All that
order. The leaders of the P1 Revolution. The Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.